Thank you for calling customer service. This is Erica. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling regarding some charges on my bank account, on my credit card account.
Okay, hold on one second, ma'am. Just give me one second. All right. Let's see here. So you are calling about charges on, oh my goodness, calling about charges on your bank account, right?
On my credit card account, yes.
On your credit card account. Okay, just please bear with me. So how is your night going, ma'am, aside from the charges on your credit card account?
How do you know my number?
I don't know your number, ma'am.
So that's why I'm surprised that you're taking a break with that.
Ma'am?
Yes.
I'm sorry. No, ma'am. You called me. I didn't call you, ma'am. I'm sorry. So, okay. Can I please have your zip code?
94538.
All right, ma'am. Hold on one second, please. Can I have your first and your last name?
Yelena Zimon.
Okay, hold on one second. Let's see, one more. And you said 94538, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, hold on one second for me. Let's see here. And you said Yelena Zimon?
Yes.
Mrs. Zimon, can you please verify your shipping address for me?
4322 Cambria Street, Fremont, California, 94538.
All right, ma'am. And I do see that you have the Cali Garden CBD oil. This is all natural. It does help with... it does help reduce stress, anxiety, insomnia, and arthritis pain. And I do see that...
I do receive that. I have never opened any of those. But I don't understand why I am charged $94.60 each month.
I only see one charge, ma'am.
No, I see it every month on my statement.
Ma'am, that's not the amount that we're charging you. We are, the charge that we have for you is $89.65.
And why does it cost $89.65?
Because that's the cost that the retailer made it. But if you would like what I could...
I have never signed up, excuse me, and I called you, therefore I need to express what I want to express. Okay, so I'm going to start an investigation against your company. I have never signed up for this amount of money. And I am being charged every month for $94.60. This is the charge of my account. I'm going to return all these unopened taxes, and I want all my money back.
May I speak now?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much for your kindness and your patience, ma'am. Ma'am, we only have charged you... Hold on, let me see something really quick. Okay. All right, I do see what you were talking about. And so what happened was, let's see, you signed up for a 14-day trial of this product on the 5th of October for $4.95. And at the end of those 14 days, you were charged the end of trial price, which was $89.65. $89.65 plus $4.95 is the $94.60. But I would be glad to give you a 35% refund on your last two charges.
Absolutely not. I'm returning everything you sent.
Ma'am,
I require a complete refund.
Ma'am, we don't accept returns.
You were not transparent. You never told me that you would be charging this exorbitant amount of money.
Well,
and
ma'am,
I'm going to file several claims, one of them in the Best Business Bureau, another one with my credit card account, and I'll go further.
Okay, ma'am, I can refund you the last two fully, but as far as anything else, ma'am, I can only do two. I don't have the authority to do anything else. But I will gladly go ahead.
There must be somebody who has the authority.
Well, that was what I was going to say to you, ma'am, is after I refund you your two charges of $94.60, I will transfer you to somebody that can do that. If you would just give me a little bit of patience, because I know you're a very busy and frustrated woman, then I will try to help solve this.
I am not a busy and frustrated woman. Your customer service skills need a little improvement.
Okay, ma'am. Well,
okay.
I'm very sorry that you feel that way, but I am trying to help you here. So, like I said, you know, I'm sorry. I'm assuming you're frustrated because you were telling me this is an exorbitant amount of money, and you just sound busy. So I'm sorry for assuming that was wrong of me, but I would be glad to refund you this money if you would just give me the chance to explain what I'm going to do.
I'm listening.
I'm going to refund your last two charges, and I'm going to transfer you to somebody who has more authority to do more than I can do. I am trying to help you if you would just give me a chance, ma'am, okay?
I actually would like you to transfer me right now.
Hold on one second.
Ma'am?
I
don't want to hand out from you of my own money, okay? I want all my money back.
Okay, ma'am, but before I can transfer you, I have to do this. Like, I have to do this. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to go by protocol and follow my job's rules. That's all.
Okay.
So just please bear with me. I'm going to put you on a brief hold so I can get this started for you, okay? Thank you so very much for your time and your patience, ma'am. Hold on one second. I'm still here, ma'am. Just please bear with me, okay? Thank you so much for your patience and your kindness. Ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just working on your account, okay? I really appreciate your patience and your kindness, and just please bear with me.
I'm also here. I'm waiting.
Don't let it go.
All right, ma'am. So I just spoke with my supervisor. The best I can do is, you know, a 75% refund.
I don't understand. What is it again?
Ma'am?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I just spoke with my supervisor, and I told her everything that you and I have spoke about. You know, you do have these products. You did order these products. And, you know, I'm sorry that the amount was more than you expected. But, you know, I offered you, you know, the 35% refund and you declined it. And like I said, you know, you cut me off. And then I tried to offer you a 50% refund and, you know, you still cut me off. And so, ma'am.
I never offered you that. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yes, I did. And okay. You just kept cutting me off. So.
You have never offered me a 50% discount.
I said, yes, ma'am, I did, and you wouldn't, you kept, yes, ma'am, and you kept cutting me off, and you kept interrupting me and threatening me with the lawyer and your bank and the BBB, so I can.
This will happen. I kept telling you what will happen. If you don't refund all the time, this is what will happen. I am not threatening you. I'm just. It's informing you of what will happen. That's all.
Okay, ma'am. I can offer you a 75% refund.
No, I'm going to return all the packets.
Ma'am,
okay?
We don't accept returns.
You'll have to. I'm sorry.
Ma'am, when you checked that you were a accepting the shipping and handling fees, and then you acknowledge that you are older than 18, which everybody has to do when they get CBD oil. Those were our terms and conditions. And like I said, I will gladly give you a 75% refund on the last two charges, and then I will send you over to somebody else who who will, you know, handle it from there.
No, you just. Oh, that's only about the last two charges?
Yes,
you're
ma'am.
Going from a full refund on the last two charges, you're going to 75% refund now?
Ma'am, let me speak with my supervisor again, please. Hold on one sec. Okay. Hold on one second, ma'am. I'm still working on this, and I did do the approval to refund the two charges of $94.96, okay? And then I will transfer you to my supervisor, okay?
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just hold on one second. I'm still here, ma'am. Just please bear with me. Ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just working on your account. So hold on one second, please.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Hold on one second. I'm still here, ma'am. Hold on one second. I'm still here, ma'am. Just hold on one second. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just waiting on your transfer. All right, ma'am. You are being transferred right now. I do appreciate your kindness and your patience, and I hope you have a wonderful night. Thank you for calling customer service.
Excuse me, may I ask you? So, will I see those refunds on my account?
You'll see the one that I did within 3 to 5 business days. The supervisor that you asked me for is going to be able to help you out more than I can, ma'am, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You have a wonderful night and a happy holidays. Thank you, and thank you for calling customer service. Goodbye.